This is Production Pro. I'm Dan Rubottom. Thanks for joining me. Today I want to talk about everyday carry for cinematographers. Like, what do I bring on set? If I'm going to be on a production all day, what are the things I've got to have with me or have access to? So let's dive on in here. Of course, the first and foremost thing I'm going to have is my iPhone. I think that's obvious. Some of the apps I use, however, are really key in helping me just not only during the day, but also plan out the day. So pre-production is huge, of course, as a cinematographer or a DP. And one of those is going to be SunScout or any application, any app that you use that just plots out where the sun's going to be during the day on any given day, what's its path going to be, so that you can kind of figure out, okay, if I'm standing behind this building, when is the sun going to be behind the building? So then I can start shooting at that time. So I'll be in shadow or in the shade so I can control my lighting more, that kind of thing. Another thing would be Shot Designer. I use that all the time, especially for pre-production. It's great to whip up a quick diagram for blocking. If I'm directing and DPing, that really, I use them interchangeably in both roles. But it really helps me. I also block out, I'll do my lighting overhead diagrams with Shot Designer, and I'll sync it. I'll start it on my desktop, but then I can open it on my iPhone. I typically also just print out a PDF so I have access to it in case, for whatever reason, I don't have cell access. I've got it downloaded in my photo album, so I'm not caught without that. And if it's a really important shoot, all of them are, right? But it's something that's really mission critical, I'll print it out on physical paper, which I honestly don't like carrying anymore, but I'll have a, you know, if I've got that folded up in my back pocket, I can pull it out anytime and reference that, what I was intending to do as far as lighting on a given day. So another one would be Artemis Pro. I've recently started using that. I used the original version way back. I upgraded it to the new Pro one. It's good. It's a little bit clunky. I feel like I'm having to click too many buttons, but basically any app that I can use to dial in a whatever camera I'm using, what, you know, what sensor it is, what format is it, you know, HD, is it 235, 185? What size is the sensor? Is it micro four thirds, super 35, full frame, that kind of thing. And then dial in whatever lens I have. So then if I have like a set of primes, I'll pre-program in there. I've got an 18, a 27, a 32, 50, so on. Or I can put in there, I've got an Optimo Zoom or a Canon 70 to 200, whatever you're using. That way it'll just pop to those presets and I can quickly block out what lens I need during the day. Also along those lines, PCAM is a great app to have, mostly for pre-prod. I use it mostly for field of view to see like what any given sensor and lens combination will look like at a given distance. So if I need to know at 30 feet, what the image size, you know, what kind of framing I can get on somebody, is it going to be at 30 feet? What lens do I need to have like a cowboy shot or a medium shot or a close up, that kind of thing. Any good weather app, of course, the built-in weather app's great, but also something like Weather Pro or also radar apps. Some of you guys are out there that are maybe are pilots and you've got like really cool radar apps that I don't even understand. But anything that will kind of help you predict what storm's coming, cloud cover, that kind of thing. You know, when's the cloud coming and then when is it going to leave? How much, you know, what kind of window do we have that I've got to get this exterior shot before the sun comes blazing again? If you're trying to set up an exterior shot and you're trying to match something that's needs to be cloud cover the whole time, you know, if I'm getting a master shot that was covered in clouds and I got to do two reverses or two overs, then I need to have that be consistent. And of course, it's easier on the close up. You can pop in and put an overhead over it, or you know, a flag, a floppy, or a silk. So those are some of the apps I have. Let's move on. Another tool I like to have is a light meter, a physical light meter. There's some apps for that too as well, but I really like just to have, I've got a Siconic Lightmaster Pro L478, little touchscreen one. I don't have a spot meter. I just have an incident meter. Spot is great too. If you get that, the version that has that, that's phenomenal. I don't really rely on my light meter that much. I really just kind of use it for general illumination, like ratios, like what's the key to fill ratio look like, that kind of thing. You know, I really light to my eye and to the monitor, to scopes, to waveform, histogram, false color. I really like false color the most. So I don't know. I just feel like it's, you know, we have those tools now. I'd rather rely on that and know what I'm getting. I'm also a colorist and an editor, so that I'm used to looking critically at those kind of, at the monitor. So like if I have my Flanders, the same one I'm using to grade with in my office, if I have that on set, I know exactly what I'm getting. I know which scopes to pull up, that kind of thing. Well, of course, you know, I've got to have a hat. You know, you got to be ready for anything, right? To keep the sun out of your eyes when you're looking through that viewfinder. I don't look great in my hats. My wife says I don't look great in hats, but I don't know. They're still helpful. So I don't care how goofy I look on this set. If I need to just be able to function on, especially on a hot day, like in Argentina, I had one of those, like a, I don't know, it was like a fedora almost, but anyway, it worked. Multi-tool, got to have a multi-tool, something with a Phillips and a flathead and a knife. Anything on beyond that is kind of gravy, but you know, you're always, especially if you're kind of a one man band, if you don't have an AC on set, you got to be able to quickly swap out wedge plates for your camera, build a rig, whatever, cut some gel, cut some gaff tape that somebody put on some cabling improperly that you've got to cut off. Another thing I like to have is a pocket LED light. I call it a pocket, but it's, I mean, I don't literally carry it in my pocket, but I'll keep it in my kit. I've got the little, let me see, pull it out here. It's the Falcon F7. I know that Aperture has the light they came out with that's basically like this about a year ago. I heard that that's great. But anyway, this Falcon is about $150, and it's got pretty good CRI and full tungsten range. Plus, it's got some effects used on a short film last year that was really nice, just in a pinch. But I supplemented sky panels with this little light just tucked in little nooks and crannies. So another thing, of course, gloves. That's more like if I'm one man band and I got to touch a hot light, or, you know, if you're just slinging stands around and, you know, you got to keep your hands pretty, right? So another thing I've got to have at my age, I need reader glasses because I have contacts. I hate it, but necessary. If y'all have any tips on really cool ones to use that look good and are just easier to use, hit me up in the comments. Let's see. Well, along those lines, I always carry a set of extra contacts. If the last thing I need to happen is if I get a contact that falls out and I cannot see, that's going to be kind of a problem as the DP on the day. So I always have an extra set of those. Of course, water. I plan on like people not bringing water to the set, which is kind of unfortunate. But, you know, good productions will always have plenty of bottled water on for you, or, you know, a water supply. You can fill your own bottle, however. But I always bring I've got this thermos that's like keeps it cold for like all day, and it's amazing. So I'll just fill that up, take it with me. And that's just my backup. Another one I don't have yet, but it's been on my list for a while to buy, is gaffer glass. So that's going to help with, if I need to look kind of, if I'm doing interiors, I can look at a tungsten light to see like where the hot spot of the light is. Like if it's, especially it's a par or maybe an ellipsoidal, you can kind of see where the hot spot is so that you can center the light really well. Using an exterior, of course, that's the kind of the go-to way of finding out when the sun is going to be coming out of the clouds, because you can see the sun through the clouds with gaffer glass. So there you go. That's my kind of my everyday carry when I'm on set. It's not my everyday carry every day. But anyway, hit me up in the comments. Let me know what your top EDC items are. And love to learn from what you guys think are helpful physical items or apps or whatever. So, all right. Until next time, thanks for listening to the Production Pro Podcast. And you can hit me up at danrubottom@gmail.com. Go to my website, danrubottom.com. That's danrubottom.com. And please sign up for my newsletter. I'm going to be dropping some courses that I'm working on. I don't know how soon, but I'm working on them. And it's going to be everything from lighting on set to choosing a video camera, choosing a cinema camera for doing films. Also, since we've been doing so much streaming lately, that's kind of what I've been hitting on in a few of the episodes, but I'm going to try to get back more on filmmaking. Meanwhile, have a great week and see you next time. This is the Production Pro Podcast. Learn the craft, be creative, and go make something great.